cool weekend breakfast now on 011-883-0702.
Welcome back. 702 weekend breakfast with myself, Niklaus Bauer. We were speaking about how restaurants have pivoted into really what's needed at this point in time. And we're now going to chat about a delivery app that has really found its niche in time of crisis. Dirisham Pillay, co-founder of Zippy. Good morning and welcome to 702.
Morning, Nicholas. How are you?
So far, so good. Zippy is a smart delivery app that's a web and mobile application that was created to offer customers access to instant pricing in vehicles for the delivery of their cargo. What makes this app different, though, Dirisham?
So we actually in phase one at the moment where we recruiting drivers. What would actually make this app different is that we're actually going to do multiple delivery solutions to the market. So one user can book as many loads as they want, procure as many vehicles as they want. So if you look at a typical shop owner, instead of doing one delivery for his cargo, he can now offer his customers a multiple solution where whoever wants to purchase from him, he can order through our application.
So I hear you. How does it make a difference from apps like Dropper and Loadit? I mean, it's not necessarily a new concept to have an app that organizes your vehicle or a logistics solution when you're in a jam.
Yes, I mean, essentially we are playing in the same game. We are talking about instant pricing and access to instant vehicles. So it's not a new concept that's out there. But I think the more drivers that we have access to, the more access the market has to, you know.
And I should imagine, you know, this the unique selling point of this app is that it's proudly South African.
Yeah, proudly South African. We've got a great development team. My co-founder is James Beloy, and he's backed up by Derek Siddiqui. So, yeah, very nice niche market.
I see that you're operating in a good deal of sectors, from retail and e-commerce to even industrial goods, pharmaceuticals, and fast-moving consumable goods. How are you going to make sure that you don't spread yourselves too thin?
So, essentially, I mean, we're providing the vehicles, anything from bikes to 3.5 ton of vehicles. I mean, even if I look at the mining sector themselves would essentially purchase small products, and it goes directly into the mining houses, you know. So all we're doing is we're offering a logistics solution which caters for all industries.
I see, though, that, you know, in the fast-moving consumable goods segment, I've been seeing that there's a fair amount of courier and logistics companies, not even app-based solutions, that have gone into deliveries because going and sitting down in a restaurant is slowly but surely becoming a thing of the past.
Yes. So your question is?
How are you recruiting your drivers?
So actually, now at the moment, we're recruiting through social media. And once they register online, we would then send them for an inspection through one of our inspection accredited agents. And we then verify criminal records, authentication of the drivers, the vehicles themselves. And once we've got the approval, then we sign them on board.
So are you trying to make a complete one-stop shop solution for, I don't know, someone that wants to go and deliver a hamburger from their restaurant, right up to someone that wants to go and deploy 10,000 liters of hand sanitizer that are designated into 50 milliliter bottles?
Yes, that's exactly it.
How are you managing to... Sorry, please carry on.
I say we're not choosing a specific market at the moment. I mean, anyone can use it, you know.
How are you managing to have this diversity of vehicles? I mean, it gets a little bit complicated, you know. I'm supposing when you can have a solution of a guy riding around on his own scooter as compared to an 18-wheeler truck that you'd need for a very big load, or is that maybe a bit too big?
No. So we're capping it at a 3.5 ton of vehicle. So we've only got three classes of vehicles at the moment.
Now, how many people have already expressed interest? I mean, on your books, drivers, vehicles, how many do you have?
So at the moment, we've got about 250 pending registrations. A lot of them have been going for the inspections, and we're actually going through the approval process. We actually started marketing the driver part of it, I think it was the beginning of last week. Now we're actually seeing a spike in interest.
Well, what is the bare minimums behind, besides having a clean criminal record and, of course, a driver's license? How are you hoping to get people involved and become drivers, become, I suppose, in essence, partners with you?
So the bare minimum is, well, you need to have a vehicle, have a smart mobile application because you need to receive the instructions. And if you actually utilizing someone else's vehicle, then just an affidavit of approval from the owner of the vehicle that you can actually utilize the vehicle, and then just all the registration documents.
And what type of split are you going to be working out with your drivers, your owner-driver partners?
So we're looking at a 75% split.
Extrapolate on that. Say if I'm delivering something to the value of 100 Rand, do I get to minus my expenses and then you do a split?
Yes, you'll actually get 75 Rand out of that.
Oh, that's not bad. So, I mean, your markup is not very big. Do you think that you'll be able to have a diverse enough customer base to make this thing profitable? And if so, how long until it is?
We're quite confident in the market itself, because if you look at your actual shipping market, there's a lot of customers out there that are looking for instant delivery solutions. The e-commerce market is always demanding faster delivery times. If you look at a typical Amazon model, they're continuously driving faster delivery times for their prime customers. So, due to technology, I think the whole market is following suit.
So, Dirshan, where can we find the app? Is it available on Android and Google Play Store, the App Store?
Yes, we're actually on Android at the moment. And in about 4 weeks, we can also start doing deliveries on web.
Dirshan Belay, co-founder of Zippy. It's the latest player in the logistics space. It's a web and mobile application that will give you access to instant pricing in vehicles for the delivery of anything from a hamburger to 10,000 liters of hand sanitizer.